All right. So if you've got the ability to get online, there's a website that was just launched last week. Here it is. It's instock.org. It's spelled INSTOK.org. INSTOK.org. Two University of Texas students, Rithwik Patakanda and Darshan Bhatta, a sophomore and a freshman studying computer science, launched last week instock.org. It's a site that checks inventories of stores such as Target and CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, and others, if I read it correctly. And they got the idea when they saw their parents struggling to find certain types of grocery items and were going to several stores.
Huh.
And what happens is they spent nearly a week coding the site from scratch, and it checks online inventories of the major chain stores, aggregates them in this place. You can type in your zip code, the item that you want, and you see which stores have it in stock. You can even compare prices, it says, and ask the site to send you alerts when items are available. And again, what really intrigued me was the site is free, and you don't have to sign up for an account. Because some of these things that come along, some of them that might be free, but you usually have to sign up for an account, or you have to be willing to get advertisements and things like that. No. I don't know if you're there, Pat. Have you had a chance to? I've not investigated. I just saw this pop up here.
I am looking right now.
Okay.
It is pretty cool. Yeah, you just enter in whatever product you're looking for, your zip code, and they pop up all kinds of different stores that might have this product. For instance, I put in distilled water because for some reason I cannot find distilled water. It's gone.
Okay.
Completely gone. And just put in my zip code in Alma and gave me a bunch of stores that said that might have it. How accurate is this info? Because then here's the thing. Sounds like they want you to go there and let them know whether or not product is there. Yeah, it's a possibility.
Okay.
Now, it does say, though, that it's updated twice a day. So that's pretty cool.
Okay, so you got more info by actually going to the site, which is I knew that what we had to do than I have here in the story.
Right.
And it does say, even though it was built in Texas, it's good to use anywhere because it utilizes your zip code. So,
for instance, let's say I put in distilled water. It says Walmart, and there it is, distilled water. But then it says, due to the increase in volume, Walmart groceries is no longer accurate for this stock sale, or for this to be in stock. Sorry. So they at least do give an update, and they're letting you know.
Okay. Well, in all kinds of ways to try and find different handy applications that you could use, be it an app, be it a site, or whatever kind of social media correspondence people are doing. I just got a kick out of the fact that, you know, we, out of necessity, is the mother of invention.
Yeah.
And two students, a sophomore and a freshman, in a matter of a week, put together something that might be helpful for
you. Yeah, and it is. Actually, it really is. I'm going down this list, and they've got, you know, because I'm looking for the gallon distilled water, but they've got, you know, where you can get just little bottles, and they're saying, hey, this store might have it in stock, and this store's got it in stock. So that's not bad, yeah.
It'll save you a lot of running around.
It does,
well, that was the idea. And again, because they said their parents were both going from store to store, and they said if we could narrow the search for you a little bit and try and be helpful for that way.
Less exposure.
Yep, there's Walmart, CVS, Sam's Club. Yep, they've got it all. Walgreens, yep. So, yeah, a bunch of stores.
And again, it says here that if you wanted, you could even sign up to have the site send you alerts when items are available. So, want to check it out, folks. Again, the key for me, for so many things that always have some kind of attachment of making you do something to get something, the site is free and does not require you to sign up for an account. So you could test it out even, and even if you didn't like it, at least you know you didn't sign up for anything.
Hold on, I am quickly checking to see if I can find whether or not I can find, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, because for some reason, the last two trips I made to the store, Ben and Jerry's completely cleaned out.
Well,
I could not make it my Stephen Colbert Americone Dream ice cream. I wanted that.
A lot of people looking for comfort food right now.
I know. Found my tomato soup last week. Now I'm on
the Ben and Jerry's
day to find some ice cream.
Hey, they've got a great new ice cream shop up at Uptown in Bay City. But don't know if it's open now.
Oh, yeah.
Hard telling, yeah. It's food. It's takeout.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to check it out,
instock.org,
I-N-S-T-O-K, I-N-S-T-O-K.org. We'll put the link up on our morning team page.
Apparently, Charlie, I could get you the Cherry Garcia if you'd like me to. I can find that. various stores.
Yeah, you know, cherry ice cream to me does not sound nearly as appealing as what I had this morning, my cherry Pop-Tarts.
Oh, that's the, there you go. Yes.
Yeah, we're living large here.